Welcome back. We're happy to welcome back to the program Arc of the South Shore, this time under new leadership with Elizabeth Sandblom taking the helm of the CEO not too long ago. And our familiar favorite, Brenda Linden, is back with us too. So ladies, welcome. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, a pleasure. Welcome, Elizabeth, or Liz, as you prefer, right? To the program and to Arc of the South Shore, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about your journey there. 6 weeks, is that all?
Yes.
We got
yes.
you fresh on the new job.
Me too. Yeah, so I am born and bred on the South Shore, so I have raised my family there. I was raised on the South Shore, so I'm actually honored to be a part of this amazing agency. And as I said, this is my 6th week on the job, but I've dedicated my entire career to working with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
So. Such as 30 years with the state of Massachusetts,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me about that experience, if you could.
Sure, I worked for the state in various roles throughout my career, and I've learned so much from those experiences. I started as a case manager working with a caseload of individuals down here on the South Shore, actually,
really? Yeah.
And moved into management in Boston and in the central office there. So this just seemed like a great next step for me in
sure.
terms of my trajectory.
Yeah, well, congratulations
on
that, first of all. Yeah. How has, I guess, the field changed in the many years that you have been at it, both
yeah.
in the way these folks are treated and the way the public perceives folks with disabilities?
Yeah, great question. You know, we often reflect on the history of folks that have intellectual and developmental disabilities, and we're actually going to be celebrating our 75th anniversary here next year at the Arc of the South Shore. And I was thinking about what it looked like 75 years ago,
right?
And the fact
yeah.
that there was even an Arc of the South Shore was amazing, because, you know, even in the 80s, parents were still being told to sort of put their children with disabilities away and all the things that they can't do. But what we've learned all the throughout the years and developing all the different services and supports we have for people is, you know, they're really valued and important members of their communities. And I think the Arc of the South Shore really builds on that and gives people opportunities to be valued members in their communities.
Yeah,
that
we should talk a little bit about Arc's mission.
Yep.
You know, it's goal and the way it provides its services mm-hmm. and who can access those.
Sure. So really my values, oops, sorry,
That's
for
good.
My job and the ARC's mission really do align beautifully. So it really is to support people to live and thrive in their communities and be as independent as possible. And so the ARC of the South Shore provides supports and services to people through their entire lifespan. So we have early intervention programs, and we support people in residential programs who, you know, are at the end of their lives. So
wow.
we have various state funding
mm-hmm.
Through various different state agencies. We take insurance in some circumstances, and then we also rely on grants and donations to be able to continue with our mission and
sure.
provide the support in the community.
Yeah.
We provide therapeutic supports, OT, PT, speech, things like that. We have a lot of social and recreational opportunities, which is all the fun stuff.
Brenda's going to talk about
it. Yeah. We provide family outreach and support to families. So whether you're a caregiver who has somebody in your lives who's newly diagnosed, or whether you're a caregiver who is aging themselves and, you know, has loved ones, we provide support to those caregivers and family throughout their lives. Spans as well.
That's really important, right? The holistic approach. It's mm-hmm. it's not just the individual, it's the whole family that's
right.
impacted. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
And are these services provided at a center? Does the Arc of the South Shore have an actual headquarters, or do you go into the mm-hmm. into the community?
Both.
Both.
So we have three different centers, if you will. So we have our main office, which is much more administrative. We have an early intervention and autism resource center in Weymouth. And then we also have, also in Weymouth, a location where we provide employment supports, dehabilitation supports, and community-based day supports.
Okay.
Then we also do visits in the community.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. And then we have 10 residential programs is located throughout the South Shore as
really?
Well.
Really? Okay. I don't think I was aware that you're a whole life service. Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason I thought 22 years old and you're done, right?
Yeah.
You're on your own. That's
yeah.
the way other programs are set up.
Right. So our early intervention, our Autism Resource Center, personal care, and adult family care can support people on the earlier end of
yep.
their lives.
Yep.
But our residential, our rehabilitation, and community-based day and employment support people over 22.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Talk a little bit about your care providers, if you can, you know, the folks who are providing these services.
Sure. So our direct support workers are really the key to
mm-hmm.
to everything.
Right?
Without them, we couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's been a lot of publicity lately about how difficult it is for the workforce in human services in general, nursing homes, hospitals. We're no different.
Really?
It's really challenging. But we have amazing direct care support workers mm. in our agency. I've been visiting all the different programs, sitting at a kitchen table, talking to the individuals, talking to the staff, watching their interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mutual respect is really what we strive for.
Mm.
And you can see that in our programs. And as you know, people are talking and joking with each other, you know, see that relationship and how important it is.
It's a passion for these folks, right?
Yeah.
It's a life calling almost,
exactly.
almost like a doctor or a nurse, right?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is what they feel like they were meant to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you need more?
We always need more.
He asked rhetorically.
We're actually doing a great collaboration with the ARC of Massachusetts, which is sort of the umbrella agency
oh.
and all of the individual chapters. So more to come on a big publicity push,
oh, okay.
really looking for those direct support workers
yes.
and, you know, getting our names out there, getting the idea of what it's like to work in the human service field and how rewarding it can be.
Yeah.
You know, from an emotional perspective,
right. exactly.
It's amazing work.
Yeah, and I would think continuity of care is critical,
yes.
especially for these folks, you know, to
yeah.
have the same care provider that knows the history of that person and that family, right?
Yes, it's yeah. very helpful.
Sure.
You can see it when you meet, you know, people, you know immediately who the staff are, who've been there,
yes.
and have, you know, grown up with the
right?
individuals.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they
yeah.
know their family members, right?
Exactly.
And their friends and their routines.
Exactly.
So there's a comfort level there as well, yeah, which I'm sure is critical to establishing trust in order to be successful, right?
Yeah.
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 So, Brenda, you get to handle all the fun stuff.
Yeah, I do.
And all the work behind it, too,
yep.
right?
yeah.
But lots of things going on to get involved with the community.
Yes. Yeah. So on April 18th, we partner with Derby Street Shops.
Okay.
And we have a bunny bash. Bunny bash. An egg hunt for the kids. We have a DJ. The bunny is there, face painting, things like that. So it's a great day.
Yeah.
People can register on the website. We do a 10 o'clock and an 11 o'clock session.
Okay, all right,
so that's great. And then April 27th, the Autism Resource Center is hosting an all-day concert at Soundcheck Studios in Pembroke.
Oh.
It's called Autism Rocks. And you can also get tickets on the website.
Yep.
It's a bunch of different local bands that
oh,
will be
fun.
Playing.
Okay, fun.
Food trucks, things like that.
Sure, excellent.
And then June 12th, we have our big annual summer soiree, which is our major fundraiser.
Which I think you talked about last time you were here, actually.
I think so, because
yes.
we were probably similar time.
Right near there, mm-hmm. yeah, okay.
So we host this at a tent outside of the ARC at Webb Park.
Webb State Park,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah.
So beautiful location.
It really is, right on the water there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
About 15 different restaurants on the South Shore, some entertainment, auction. It's a great evening
yeah.
To connect with the community.
Yeah, how did last year's event go? Just curious.
It was good. We raised yeah. about $250,000.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So is that that's the signature fundraiser, would you mm-hmm. say, for the year?
Yeah, yeah okay. it is. So we're always looking for sponsors.
I was just going to ask, okay.
restaurants to participate.
Okay.
So they can find my information on the website. The event is on there. Sponsorship is on there as well.
Okay. And is there a deadline to sign up for sponsors?
Nope. We'll
okay.
take them right up into that final week.
Okay.
And the benefits lessen just because you won't get as much social media and things
sure.
like that. But
sure.
yeah, no, we'll take sponsors right up.
Yeah. And are these events just open to the public too, Brenda?
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Okay. Yep.
ticketed events?
Yeah, the summer soiree, the tickets are $175.
Okay.
Or we also, there's tables and tickets that go along with the sponsorship.
Okay, all right. Anything later in the year?
We do a holiday festival with Slave Rides over at Webb Park. We usually do that the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, all right.
And we have different carolers come in. We have Santa and crafts for the kids and games. So it's a great family day.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like it. Liz, anything, you mentioned 75 years coming up next year. Do you have anything in the early stages of planning to specially highlight that? Brenda's nodding her head.
Brenda has lots of ideas.
Yeah. It's going to be a whole year of celebrations.
Is it really?
We're actually getting the committee together right now.
Okay.
But we'll probably be hosting a walk. We'll have our usual events, but more catered towards celebrating 75th. All of the milestones we've achieved.
Yeah, yeah. Do you get folks that come back, you know, that maybe have gone through the program and then succeeded and moved on with their lives and then come back to give back?
We get more so the families that, you know, will
that have been benefited by it.
Benefited by it.
Okay.
And all the time out in the community when we have our swag on, someone comes out and like, oh, my daughter received early intervention services, and they come back and give. So,
Yeah, I've been amazed by how many people have stopped me in the community and said, you know, congratulations and have told a story about the impact that the Arc of the South Shore has had on a sibling or a child. Or one of my really good friends turns out does some work on the side for the Arc of the South Shore, and I had no idea. So she said, hey, you're my new boss. So it's amazing how, you know, it has touched so many different communities on the South Shore.
Yes, yes. How, Liz, will your experience at the state level kind of inform the work that you'll do at Arc?
I think that my experience just reinforces the work that I'll do at the ARC. You know, I really feel like, I think I said to the team the other day, I feel like I'm home. It just feels so comfortable where I am. And, you know, I just think, again, like I said earlier, my own values align so well with the ARC of the South Shore and my experience, just in terms of working with so many different families and individuals in different places in their lives transfers so nicely into this position.
Yeah, you're proficient in American Sign Language. I read.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that a unique skill? Is that, do you think that will serve you well in this capacity?
I don't know that I'll be able to use that skill in this capacity.
Yeah.
I would love to. I used it in my whole entire career.
Really?
I stumbled upon it when I went to Northeastern University.
Oh,
I took
my
very first class and I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm,
so thank goodness for YouTube videos. And I can still pretend that, you know, I'm talking to a lot of my deaf friends and such. So,
yes,
it's a great skill.
But, I mean, when you're communicating with someone through sign language, their eyes must light up because they feel heard, right?
Yes. An individual actually at the Arc of the South Shore came to my office to visit, and she was signing, and the staff was explaining to me, and then I just started signing back to her. And she did a little hop. She was very excited.
Right?
So, yes,
yeah.
It was a surprise to her.
It's kind of like being in a foreign country and then finding someone who speaks English.
Yeah.
And like, oh, thank goodness somebody can understand me, right?
Yeah. It's great.
And let their feelings be heard and expressed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any major changes that you think you're going to be making?
No, I just think we look towards the future, and, you know, technology is such an amazing thing, and innovation around technology to use, whether it's something simple or whether it's real, you know, computer focused, to help people be more independent. There's so much out there right now. So I'm looking to bring some of that innovation and technology to our services. We've already sort of dabbled in it, and I think, again, you know, as soon as you identify something as being supportive, it's taken 10 steps, you know, more, you know, in progress. And so it's just amazing to watch. And our individuals really love it. And then just growth. I think, you know, continuing to grow within our community, continuing to highlight what our individuals bring into the community and the joy that their lives represent is you know, those are my biggest focuses
right now. Do you find that, you mentioned Northeastern, do you find that institutes of higher education are developing programs around folks with special needs?
So they are, and that's a really great thing. There's a post-secondary education bill that was passed not that long ago, and so a lot of individuals are getting to experience college, whatever that means for them.
Right.
The particularly state institutions are all developing post-secondary programs that can be focused on employment opportunities, social opportunities. It's really amazing. And one of the things that Brenda and I have talked about also is just you know, utilizing connections at Curry College and Quincy College and looking again to spread the word about job opportunities and professional opportunities for young adults who are looking to, you know, graduate and identify their future.
What's good
path.
For them, right?
Yeah.
So great to meet you.
Yes,
thank you for coming over.
Us.
Congratulations on your new role.
And thank you.
Please come back.
I will.
And Brenda, keep us in the loop.
I will.
With all your different events.
Absolutely.
You only have a few things going on, nothing much, right? You're not busy at all. But thanks for coming over.
Oh, thank you for having us.
You're very welcome.